Now many signs and wonders were done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and believers were added to the Lord. Both men and women came in great numbers, so that they even carried the sick into the streets and put them on beds and pallets, that, as Peter came by, they hoped his shadow would fall on them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. But the high priest and the Sadducees were filled with jealousy.
Get up.
What?
You're in my spot. Move.
What are you talking about?
That patch of hay is mine. Move or I'll move you myself.
Where?
Is that what it's come to, my friend? Robbing a child of a place to sleep?
Peter?
Yes. Have we met?
Kind of. When you healed the lame man by the gate.
You're with Seth's daughter.
If you're gonna talk, do it over there and let me rest in my spot.
Yes, sir.
How is it that a boy is in jail?
This is a jail? You're back in jail?
We're back in jail. John and the other disciples are over there.
But I thought they let you go. Before, I mean. After you healed the lame man.
The power to heal is reserved for God alone. Even so, the high priest had us all arrested for preaching in the temple.
You went back to the temple after what happened last time?
We will always return to the temple to exalt Jesus and preach repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins.
What's this? We'll be coming here at this time of night. This can't be good.
Perhaps we're going to be released.
I don't believe that.
My eyes!
Whoa! What's going on?
It is an angel of the Lord, our God.
Wow.
Kneel, boy.
Oh, right.
Come out, men of God. You are free.
What would our Lord have us do?
Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of life.
An angel! I've seen an angel!
Come. You heard the messenger.
But where are we going?
As he commanded, we're returning to the temple. Men of Israel, hear me. We appeal to you in the name of Jesus, the one whom you rejected and crucified, who rose from the dead, and even now sits at the right hand of the Lord our God. Repent! Repent now and see the salvation God has brought to his people.
Matthew! Hello, Rhoda. I saw an angel. What? What are you doing here?
I'm with Peter and the other apostles. Can't you see?
But you're a Gentile. You can't be in the temple.
I was in the temple prison. I don't see why I can't be here.
You were in the prison with Peter? Aren't you afraid?
No. Why should I be afraid?
Because of what happened with Ananias and Sapphira.
They weren't in the prison with us.
Not in the prison. Matthew, they're dead.
Dead? Were they killed by the temple leaders?
It was Peter. They lied about the money they were giving to the assembly. The money my father paid to them for the field. They promised to give all of it, and they didn't. They lied to God.
Oh, I remember the story now. But I think they dropped dead on their own. I don't think Peter actually killed them.
Everyone is talking about it. My father doesn't know what to think. Neither do I. What will happen next?
Out of the way. Make way there.
What now?
Over here. This way, men.
Oh, no.
There they are.
It's Elias again.
Ah, there you are. We've been searching all over for you. You were supposed to be in the prison.
We were. Now we are here.
Well, how did you escape?
It was the work of God.
Huh. Well, you can explain it to the high priest. He wants to talk to you.
I'm sure he does.
And it won't be pleasant. You were warned. This time you won't be let off so easily. Will you come quietly?
Don't we always?
Guards, take these men back to the high priest.
Yes. Come here.
Rhoda, why are you here again? Didn't I warn you? Go home to your father. Tell him he would be wise to leave Jerusalem, now!
Why would he do that?
To save your lives.
Where are we going?
A different house. We keep moving to get away from the temple leaders. It's getting harder, you know. Elias may be right. It's dangerous.
burden them with these details again?
Our widows are still being overlooked in the distribution of food.
Weren't seven of you tasked to see to the problem?
We are trying, but with the arrests, there's also been a lot of confusion.
Exactly. People are bound to be neglected to some extent.
Well, I've noticed that we Hellenists are most often overlooked.
Not intentionally.
Really? You so sure about that? I know that you and the Israel-born Jews among us look down on those who have come from other regions.
You don't help yourselves by speaking as you do about the temple, or even Israel itself.
Oh.
Your loyalties are not as strong as ours.
You're questioning our loyalty? We are loyal to God. Isn't that what's important? Not a building or geography.
Father!
Wait, Rhoda. You see, Stephen? Those are the comments that trouble us.
Why? Isn't our common bond to be in Jesus himself through the Holy Spirit that unites us?
That's right.
Matthew, it is not appropriate for you to speak about this matter.
Why shouldn't he?
He's a Gentile. I'm not even sure he should be here.
I don't understand what being a Gentile has to do with anything.
Mind your tone.
I'm sorry, but this whole thing has me confused. You talk about the Hellenists and me and going into the temple or not going into the temple, and it makes no sense. Who cares about all that when Peter and the others have been arrested again?
Again?
We came here to tell you. They were arrested, and Elias said we're all in danger.
And so we are. But we won't allow that to stop us.
Maybe I'm crazy, but it seems like you'd save yourselves a lot of trouble if you just stayed away from the temple. You know, preach somewhere else.
I wouldn't expect you, a Gentile, to understand. The temple is the very place we should go to preach the message of Jesus and the reclamation of Israel.
Seth, the good news of Jesus is about more than Israel. Don't you remember his words to us? Don't you remember how we preached to everyone when the Spirit came upon us?
Yes, but he is first and foremost the Messiah of Israel.
I'm sure this is all really important, but shouldn't we see about Peter?
Yes. We'll go to the temple and argue for his release.
Get out.
You had better be sure that we don't see you again.
That is in God's hands.
Father.
Peter.
Oh, peace be with you all.
What have they done to you?
Their latest warning. A small beating.
Small?
Don't worry about me. I consider it an honor to have suffered as Jesus did.
We must get you back.
Children, run ahead to the house. Find strips of cloth and water. Hurry!
Yes, sir. Come on, Matthew.
Okay.
Oh, Matthew, I'm afraid. It's one thing to arrest them. It's another to beat them.
I know. I don't think things are going to get better.
Oh, Matthew, the Gentile boy.
Hello, Stephen. How was Peter?
Strong. Why are you out here alone?
I thought having a Gentile inside would cause them problems.
Perhaps so. God is doing a very new thing, and it's difficult for some to grasp.
No kidding. None of this is what I expected.
What did you expect?
Well, it's kind of a mess. I thought everyone would get along and, you know, love each other and be happy in Jesus. I knew there were a lot of arrests and beatings, but I didn't think there'd be arguing over Hellenists and Gentiles and... I don't know.
Well, God is doing what he always does. He's working through fallen men and women to accomplish his purposes. It's been that way from the beginning. The good news is that we have his Holy Spirit, the helper promised by Jesus, to guide us.
It still seems messy.
Well, messy is the least of our worries. Well, I have to go. It's my turn.
Your turn for what?
To announce the good news in the temple.
The temple. Again. You know they'll probably arrest you.
Well, they might. I don't mind. As Peter said, to suffer for Jesus is an honor.
Yeah, but what if something worse happens?
That would be glory.
All right, stop here.
What? Why? I've been walking for ages and I still don't know why.
Look, between those two buildings.
What am I looking at? A hill?
The hill.
I don't get it.
It's where they crucified Jesus.
Oh, that hill.
Many of the believers walk up there. It inspires us. It reminds us how he sacrificed himself for us. It makes me less afraid somehow. I think if Jesus can take that pain and turn it into a victory, then I should be able to face whatever comes our way, no matter how messy it gets.
Hey, you were listening in on my talk with Stephen.
He's a wise man.
I don't know how wise it is to go back to the temple like that.
That's the best place to tell. What?
What's wrong?
I just saw my father.
Where?
He just ran around that corner. Come on! Father! Father!
Rhoda, quickly, go back to our house. You must tell your mother.
What's wrong?
They've arrested Stephen.
I knew it.
Why are you so worried?
This isn't merely harassment. They're charging him with blasphemy this time. I must go tell the others. Hurry!
No! Blasphemy!
Blasphemy?
According to the law of Moses, it is an offense when someone curses against God or the work of God.
Stephen wouldn't do that.
But they'll say he did, and according to our law, that means death.
So, good men of the council, I put it to you that this man uses every opportunity to speak against the temple, the holy place of God, and even the law.
Excuse us. You have to be quiet, Matthew. If anyone realizes you're here.
I know.
You've heard the witnesses. He has said that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this sacred building and change the customs Moses delivered to us.
Why doesn't Stephen say something? He will.
Be quiet. Silence. The prisoner has a right to reply. Tell us, are these charges true?
Brothers, elders, hear me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham and said, "Depart from your land and go into the land which I will show you." Abraham obeyed and came to this land where we now live. Yet God gave him no inheritance, but promised to give him the land as an inheritance. This was remarkable, since Abraham had no children.
We know our history, young man.
Then you know that God gave Abraham the sign of circumcision, which Abraham gave to his son Isaac, who gave it to his son Jacob, the father of the 12 patriarchs.
Yes, yes.
And those patriarchs, jealous of their brother Joseph, sold him into slavery to Egypt. Yet God was with him, and he found favor with Pharaoh, who made him governor over the nation.
And Joseph was reconciled with his family and brought them to Egypt, where they eventually became slaves under a king who didn't know them. Yes, we know!
Then came Moses, who as a baby escaped a decree of death and was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. He was educated by the Egyptians and great in all he did.
Really, Annas, must we listen to this?
This is my defense. Moses himself was exiled to the land of Midian after he angrily killed a slave master who'd been abusing an Israelite. And it was there, in Midian, that God spoke to Moses in the burning bush and called him to deliver the people of Israel from their slavery in Egypt. As Moses led them to this land, the people were hard-hearted. Even while he was on the mountain receiving the law from the Lord our God, the people rebelled and demanded that Aaron, Moses' brother, make them a golden calf by his own hands, an idol, which they worshipped. So God gave them over to their wickedness.
Your point is that the Lord our God worked in other lands, calling into question the importance of this land, the very land that God promised to us. Is that it? Or are you bringing up the idolatry of our forefathers for another reason?
I beg you, stop speaking in riddles. Speak plainly about the charges against you.
I ask you, where does God himself reside?
What?
Moses constructed the tent of witness in the wilderness, which was then carried by Joshua and the people of Israel through to the time of David. Was that the home of God?
Well,
David asked permission to be allowed to build a permanent house for the Lord God, but God gave that honor to Solomon.
The great temple.
Yet what did God say through the prophet? Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is my place of rest? Only what my hand will make. The Most High doesn't dwell in houses made with hands.
Are you suggesting that God does not reside in this holy temple?
You are a fool, Elias. He is suggesting something far worse. He is claiming that we worship this temple, that this temple is no different than an idol to us.
You stubborn people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you persistently resist the Holy Spirit just like your fathers did. Which of the prophets escaped abuse by your fathers? Didn't they kill those who announced the coming of the Righteous One, the very one you betrayed and murdered? You received the law by the hands of angels, and you did not keep it!
What more is there to say? He's guilty! The law demands that we stone him!
What are we going to do? They want to kill him!
Wait! Stop!
I see the heavens open.
Gentlemen, there is no need.
There is Jesus, the Son of Man, standing at the right hand of God.
Rhoda, they'll tear him apart. I don't know what to do.
Gentlemen, stop.
Oh, where is my father? Where are the others? They have to be around here somewhere. We must get out of here. This way. Rhoda, hold my hand. I can't reach you. Too many. Rhoda! Find my house! Do you hear me? I'll meet you there!
Go on! I'll catch up!
Watch out!
Sorry. Saul!
You! You're the boy who fell into the well the other night.
You pushed me.
An accident. But you survived.
Are you in charge? Can you stop this riot? They'll kill Stephen.
If that's what he deserves, him and everyone who chooses to follow that false messiah. You. You're one of them. You can lead us to the others.
Let go!
We'll see what the high priest has to say.
No! Let me go!
This way!
Then the people dragged Stephen out of the city and stoned him. And as he suffered, Stephen prayed,
Lord Jesus, receive my spirit!
And he knelt down and he cried out,
Lord, do not hold this sin against them!
And after he said this, he died.
No! No! This is all wrong!
Deborah, use that crate. Put only what we need in it. Nothing more. I'll bring the scrolls.
What's this? Matthew?
Seth,
what are you doing in here?
I'm not sure.
Hiding? I don't blame you, but you should be with your parents now. We're leaving.
Leaving?
Father, who are you talking to? Matthew! I've been so worried about you.
Is it true? Did they murder Stephen?
I'm afraid so. It was horrible. And now they're coming after the rest of
us. We don't have time for talk. Help your mother pack, Rhoda. I must see to the body.
No, Father, you mustn't.
I will not leave his body there. He must be buried properly.
That madman will catch you. He's arresting everyone he can find.
Saul, let him try. I knew him when he was a child. I'm not afraid.
Maybe you should be.
Help your mother. I'll meet you at the field.
I don't understand. Your father will risk his life to bury Stephen? But they didn't get along.
They disagreed, but my father loved Stephen. Jesus brought them together, and his love was greater than their arguments. I have to help my mother now. You must find your parents.
You're really leaving? What about your plans to help the others?
There won't be anyone to help. All the believers are escaping from Jerusalem, except the apostles. They insisted on staying.
What will happen to the church?
It's so strange. Jesus said that we will spread the good news to the ends of the earth, and now we'll have to. The death of Stephen is forcing us to. We'll set up churches wherever we go.
This isn't how I thought it would be. From the beginning, it was a mess.
Jesus didn't say it would be easy. I'm sorry, Matthew. I have to go.
I know.
We'll come back to Jerusalem. I believe we will. God will deal with Saul.
I'm sure he will. Goodbye, Rhoda.
Where will you go?
Home. All I have to do is step through that door. I think.
Well, if you say so.
maybe I'll see you again sometime.
I hope so. Keep away from those chicken coops.
Okay.
Oh, Matthew, welcome back.
Hi.
What did you think?
This imagination station is different.
A little less predictable. I thought you wanted an adventure.
I did, and I got one. But you knew what was going to happen.
Only because I know the Book of Acts. Maybe you should read it for yourself. A lot more happens.
I will. But...
But what?
It's a lot to think about. I always thought the church started off really well, that it was perfect, and then got into trouble later.
Well, I think we like to pick out a couple of the verses that talk about how the Holy Spirit brought people together and did amazing things through the apostles. But as always, the people God used had all the flaws that come with being human. Did you think they'd be supermen and women?
I guess I did.
You know, in the history of God's work, He's always done it that way. Some people were especially consecrated, and many were, well, people like us, people who go to our church.
Yeah.
So when we're tempted to bail out on church or complain about the people there, we have to remember that God is at work in their lives just as He's at work in ours. You see, God wants us to be faithful to Him by being faithful to His church. Even with all the trouble and bickering that goes on. Do you understand?
Yeah, I get it. I guess I should talk to my parents again.
Oh?
I want to take back what I said. I'll go to church with them.
Even though it sometimes gets messy?
Compared to what I just went through, it doesn't seem so bad.
And who knows? Your being there, even with the problems, might inspire others.
Inspire them? To do what?
To be faithful.
When we talk about the early followers of Jesus as saints and see them in stained glass windows or paintings, it's easy to forget that they were real people, just like you and me. They weren't perfect and they had problems just like us. And it's also important to remember that the same Holy Spirit who united the first Christians still leads His church today, a church family that now spreads around the entire globe. He works His power in the lives of ordinary people every day. The church family has challenges, and it always will. That shouldn't keep us from taking our part in church every week. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Let us not neglect meeting together, but let us encourage one another, especially now as the day of the Lord's return draws near." Like the early church, we've got to stick together through good times and bad. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Perfect Church was written by Paul McCusker and Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker. Our sound design was by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Zach Callison as Matthew, Andre Stoika as Wit, Will Ryan as Eugene, Georgia Dolans as Rhoda, and Keith Ferguson as Seth, along with J.B. Blanc, Jim Cummings, John Curry, Keith Ferguson, Carolyn Hennessy, Matt Hurwitz, Sage Spinney, and Fred Tatasciore. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.